أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. In this ayat, part of this ayat, we read where Allah Ta'ala explains that by the examples Allah Ta'ala gives, and generally the whole Quran Sharif, Allah makes it a means of guidance for many people, and a means of guidance for many people also. And for that, as explained, our disposition to the Quran Sharif, and that is our Iman on Allah and all His commands, must be in order, then we will benefit from the Quran Sharif. And as explained, there are Jews and Christians and enemies of Islam who also study the Quran, but they get no benefit. In fact, they are more misguided. They disbelieve, and they try and use the Quran to mislead others also. So thereby they are misled. And the other people who have the correct disposition, they believe in Allah, they want to prepare for Akhirat, then the Quran Sharif is a source of guidance for those people, and they get great benefit from the Quran Sharif. And this, that Allah Ta'ala misguides people also and guides them also. That is, then the distinction is made clear in this world. Who are those people who are on Hidayat, and who are those people who are on falsehood? So this clear distinction gets also made. Then an important point that was discussed, that here, for example, we see Allah says that He misguides people and that He guides people also. So with regard to that, with regard to the guidance of Allah Ta'ala, firstly, yeah, there are two things. One is that Allah Ta'ala guides people, and many other places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has referred to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you also guide people. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide to the right path, to the perfect path. And also, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمَا إِمَّتَي يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And Allah has referred this guidance to the ulama, to the sulaha, the pious people, that they also give hidayah. So there is an important point to understand here, that one is, there are two types of hidayah which are referred to. One is the what is called hidayat-e-bayan, that Allah Ta'ala has explained the hidayah. Allah hasn't made it that a person accept, Allah made it, explained that bayan. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that by this Quran, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ, we have given him hidayat of the path. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Now it is up to man that he makes shukr, he believes and turns to Allah, or he disbelieves and does not accept. So this hidayat is that Allah has made it known that this is the path. This is what you have to do. This is not that you are forced to do it, but this is the bayan of the hidayat. And like that, Allah Ta'ala says for Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that you give hidayat towards the straight path. That is, you tell the people what the straight path is. You make the bayan of the straight path. In the same way, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمَا إِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that Allah has made many great ulama and great sulaha and great awliya, and they also tell the people what is the right path. So that is hidayat-e-bayan, that Allah has made the right path known. And now it is up to the individual that he follows that right path and he stays away from the wrong. Then the other end, if we understand all this, then all the ayats of the Quran Sharif, we will be able to understand them, and there won't be any confusion in our minds. Then there is what is called hidayat-e-tawfiq, that Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to a person to accept. Allah puts it in his heart, and then that person accepts. So likewise Allah Ta'ala says that إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you too cannot give hidayat to whom you want to. We will give hidayat to whom we want to. This is that hidayat of tawfiq, that nobody else, no Nabi, no Farishta, nobody can put hidayat into a person. That is from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah wants to discuss and to make known that bayan, that hidayat, that Allah Ta'ala also does, and Allah gave that to other people also. But the tawfiq of hidayat, that a person, it comes in his heart, I must follow, I must believe, I must do this, I am convinced of this, that is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and nobody else can give that hidayat. And like the magicians who came in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was this tawfiq and hidayat which Allah had given and put in their heart that Musa alayhi salam is on the truth, our magic is false, and Fir'aun, his claims are all false, he is no god, etc. Allah put it so much in their hearts at that one time that they completely changed. And this then Allah Ta'ala puts it in the heart and mind of a person, that this is the right path, this is what I must do. And then Allah even removes all the obstacles also. Whatever obstacles there may be, Allah removes that also. This is that special hidayat which is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So that Allah is negated from any and everyone else besides Allah. And that hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. And that is the hidayat that we must also beg from Allah. The hidayat e bayan also we need, that what is the correct path. Because even today in Islam, there are so many brands of Islam, so many different types of Islam. So what is the right one? We have to understand that also. And then this hidayat e tawfiq, that Allah puts it in our hearts, that we turn to Allah. We become die hearts of Allah. And that all our wrong that we do, we realize it is filthy, it is dirt. And only the path of Allah is the correct path. This is the tawfiq e hidayat, the hidayat e tawfiq, which Allah Ta'ala gives to a person. So we have to beg Allah for that. And like for our children, our family, we try and explain them so much, that is all what we are doing, is hidayat e bayan. But for them to accept it, we know, no matter how much we tell them, they don't want to listen, they don't listen. Then we have to turn, there is no other way, but we have to beg Allah that He puts that understanding, He puts it into the heart and mind of us also, and of everyone else also. And we should make this dua of hidayat, of tawfiq, for the whole ummah, for everyone. Whoever he is gone astray, that Ya Allah, you put us on the right path, you open it on our hearts, and you not only guide us, but you put us actually onto that right path, you put it into our hearts. So if we understand this, then many ayat we will be able to understand them correctly, and there will be no confusion in our minds of any of these ayats which come in the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and put in our hearts to turn to Allah sincerely. And the proper deen which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with, that deen becomes our object and our purpose of life, and we follow that way of life.